This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Greg Fitch, president of the White Mountain Amateur Radio Club, and they're going to be offering classes Saturdays, February 9th and the 16th, 9 till 3 at the Weather Discovery Center in North Conway. You do have to take both classes if you plan on partaking in this event, and registration is free. The class itself is free, and then you just have to pay the fees for the government side of the equation. For more information anytime, you can call Greg at 603-759-6671. That's 759-6671. Greg, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks to the Mount Washington Valley Radio Group.
All right, so why don't we get into what is ham radio, because not everybody knows exactly what it is.
It's an entry level of amateur radio operators. We do everything from VHF, UHF to HF. We practice continuously doing Aries groups and things like that to practice should there ever be an emergency situation. What we do is we just continuously practice them. But we also enjoy the hobby because we get to talk to people far away or even nearby. So that's what amateur radio is really all about.
You hike up to the top of one of those mountains and you can get some really cool signals going.
You sure can. And we work with the Harvard Cabin Group up on Mount Washington. They're up halfway up the mountain, 3,500 feet. They use amateur radio. We take and help them by getting people interested in ham radio, and they use it for communications. And, you know, hikers from far away from New York are always calling up saying, you know, is this a good repeater to use in the valley? Because, you know, we're going to come up and do some hiking. We want to make sure we have a way to communicate should something happen. And that's really a good thing. And plus, you also got APRS, so people can track you from where they are, you know, family and whatnot. They can track where you are on the trails and stuff. So APRS is another great mode of amateur radio.
When the power goes out, when things go down, ham radio is still there for emergency services. And that can mean life or death if you're a hiker stuck on the side of the mountain.
That's exactly right. We're very lucky here in the valley. We have two repeaters up on Mount Cranmore. Many thanks to Mount Cranmore. We have a VHF and a UHF. UHF is a DMR radio, digital mobile radio system. And then the our main repeater on Cranmore is the VHF, which is what we use for local communications here in the valley. We also have two repeaters up on top of Mount Washington. One is WA1PBJ, which is a UHF repeater, and W1NH, which is a VHF repeater. We use those for special events in and around the valley for doing service events. We do the Century Ride for Tin Mountain, and we use it for just emergency communications, and that's our link to here in the valley.
So if you're just tuning in, it's the White Mountain Amateur Radio Club. They're having classes to get your ham license Saturday, February 9th and 16th. 9 till 3 both days at the Weather Discovery Center in North Conway. They do ask that you register beforehand so they know how many books they need and seats they need. The class itself is free. The license itself has a cost to it. That's on the government side. For more information, you can call Greg at 603-759-6671. That's 759-6671. Let's get into this license and what the class is about. Basically, this isn't just a little walkie-talkie that you're walking around with that goes to one other walkie-talkie. These are legit radios, and they can get pretty powerful. Some actually broadcast worldwide, and this is sort of the starting level license for that sort of thing.
That's right. It's a starting level, and this is where you sort of jump into the hobby. There's a lot of different points to the hobby. You can do RF by talking through a walkie-talkie or whatever, or handheld, they call it, or you can use a base station. From here in the valley, using the Mount Washington machines, we talk all the way down to Portsmouth with just 5 watts here in the valley. So it's,
wow,
it's a great system. Plus, also, you don't have to have a walkie-talkie. Digital modes nowadays using Echolink, which we have on Mount Cranmore, you can use your cell phone. You can talk And you're not limited just around here. You can talk all over the world with a cell phone. So
classes to get your ham radio license done by the White Mountain Amateur Radio Club. And this is going to be two Saturdays in February, February 9th and 16th, 9 till 3 at the Weather Discovery Center in North Conway. They do ask that you register beforehand. And to do that, you can contact Greg at 603-759-6671. That's 759-6671. You can also shoot him an email at sirgreg@roadrunner.com. That's sirgreg@roadrunner.com. This is kind of an intimidating license manual when you first look at it, but when you crack it open, it's actually a lot lighter than you would think. The text isn't too small, and there's lots of pictures, which I like.
Yes, that helps out a lot. The book also, just to mention, the test is $15 and the book is $32. So if you already have a book, that's fine. Just come on into the class. We'll let that be. If you can make a small donation towards class, that would be helpful. But basically, it's $47 that covers the book and the license fee. And the book is easy. I mean, we've had kids 11, the youngest person to get a ham radio license technician, I believe, is 7 years old.
Wow.
So I kindly say that, you know, 11-year-old can do this. And, you know, we've had a couple into our group that's done it. It's not that hard to do. It's a lot of basic stuff. The stuff that isn't basic is you got to know the frequencies and all that. And that's what we're going to teach you in the class. We'll teach you all you need to know. And at the end of the class on the second day, we'll be doing the test for the FCC. You'll have your license, and it'll take a few days for it to clear the FCC, but it's fairly easy to do.
Classes to get your ham radio license at the Weather Discovery Center, Saturdays, February 9th and 16th, 9 till 3 in North Conway. They would ask that you register beforehand just so they know how many people are coming. The class itself is free. There is a cost to the book and the registration with the government. For more information, call 603-759-6671. That's 759-6671. You can also send an email to sirgreg@roadrunner.com. Greg, any final thoughts before we go?
I just want to say thank you to the Mount Washington Valley Radio Group and all the people that support the White Mountain Amateur Radio Club. We have a good group. There's roughly about 70 members here in the Valley, so you're not alone. We're also working on connecting up with Bridgeton, the PD down there. There's 30 hams down there. They want to take and get ham radio groups involved so they can take in for emergency communications, and they don't have a repeater down there, so we're going to get down and help them. That's one of the things about the White Mountain Amateur Radio Club is we do support our members, and you know, we have a ham radio store. We do everything, and if anybody has any questions, we have mentors to help out, so we're a helpful group, and we like to call ourselves a friendly ham radio club.
It's the White Mountain Amateur Radio Club. They have classes to get your ham license Saturdays, February 9th and 16th, 9 till 3 at the Weather Discovery Center in North Conway. To register beforehand, call Greg at 603-759-6671. That's 759-6671. You can also email him at sirgreg@roadrunner.com. That's sirgreg@roadrunner.com. Thank you so much, Greg.
Thank you very much, Tony, and 73 to everyone.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.